The great ellipse was perfectly symmetrical, straddling the equator of Iapetus with its major axis pointing toward the poles, and it was so sharp-edged that it almost looked as if someone had carefully painted a huge white oval on the face of the little moon. It was completely flat, and Bowman wondered if it could be a lake of frozen liquid, though that would hardly account for its startling artificial appearance. But he had little time to study Iapetus on his way into the heart of the Saturnian system, for the climax of the voyage, Discovery's last perturbation maneuver, was rapidly approaching.